McCormick knows unbeatable flavor starts with the right spices. It's why we created Flavor Sealed. So anytime you peel back the seal of McCormick herbs and spices, you can be confident they will pack the same amount of flavor as the day they were packed. The kind of flavor that brings out the best of your favorite recipes and keeps everyone coming back for seconds or maybe even thirds. McCormick, Flavor Sealed for unbeatable flavor.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Kildare's Castle Town House, the large public land around Selbridge and Leixlip areas, still seems to be caught up in a battle between the locals and the Office of Public Works. And you might remember we spoke about this issue here on the show around last year. Locals have maintained a presence at the entrance to Castle Town House since September 2023. One of those protesting, Jean, is with me on the line today. Jean, you might just remind listeners, what is the situation here at Castle Town House?
Good afternoon, Andrea. Thanks for having me on. I'm a concerned resident that has been living in Selbridge for decades now, and I've been watching this with absolute horror rolling out. It started with the OPW unfortunately losing the access to the main entrance point to Castletown at the N4 entrance. They had a license agreement there on some land that was privately owned. Unfortunately, it was sold on to a different private developer who then closed off the land, and the OPW told the community that they had no alternative access that was suitable for their staff. And what they wanted to do instead was to divert traffic up a pedestrian avenue that extends from the Selbridge village gates up to Castletown House. It's a beautiful, narrow 800-metre, listed for protection, tree-lined stretch. It's been traffic-free for a very long time, and it's well-used. Around 6,000 locals walk up there a week,
right,
including vulnerable users, a lot of vulnerable users, because we have plenty of people who like to use that domain for health purposes.
And it's pedestrianised, more importantly, Jean.
And it's pedestrian. Yeah. It has been pedestrian for decades, Andrea, for decades. So naturally, the community really were upset about this. And they maintained a presence at the gates, as I understand, to actually try and protect the avenue, because it is listed for protection. It does have suspected bat roosts along there, and there are 300-year-old trees that need protection as well. It's an absolutely beautiful place. People enjoy it. And unfortunately, the OPW seemed to want to put vehicles on it. So what was agreed was a temporary protocol to support contractor vehicles walking up at a walking pace escort.
10 kilometres per hour, wasn't it?
No, it was a walking pace at 5 kilometres per hour. That was what was in the temporary protocol that was agreed on the 19th of October 23 in a working group that was ministerially called. So the OPW did agree to that because they adhered to it, and they actually wrote a standard operating protocol for the traffic management crew that they actually employed to walk vehicles up the avenue to protect pedestrians. And that was supported by the community fully, because they absolutely, I understand that they wanted the house to be maintained and the grounds to be maintained.
And that's the thing, the OPW had to carry out, I suppose, essential maintenance works, and in order
absolutely.
To do that, sure, they need equipment in. The equipment had to get in, and that's why the OPW vehicles were sorted to have this escort to go up. So we're about a year on now. Where are things at now, Jean?
So, all through that time, solutions were being brought to the table to OPW by community, different community groups. And one of those solutions that had been put up from the very start was an access point from the Leixlip Barn Hall entrance to Castletown Estate called Batty Langley Entrance. It's beside Batty Langley Lodge, which was built by Lady Louisa Connolly, back in the day, as a little playhouse, apparently. So people have always been able to walk through there, but there's also a large gate there for vehicles. And only recently, now at working group, OPW always said, that's a private lane, and that's the answer that they would get. But recently, they have now started bringing their staff back. Thankfully, everyone is celebrating this, and they're bringing them back through Batty Langley Lane. And in a conversation with the manager there last week, the manager actually told me that OPW have always had a private right of way through that gate. They've always had it ever since they bought Batty Langley Lodge.
So are we still dealing with the debate around whether or not that main stretch or main entrance is going to be pedestrianised and the connection to the... Is that still the bone of contention?
It is a bone of contention, Andrea. The temporary protocol to support contractors was exactly that. It was temporary until the OPW sourced a different entrance. They always had a different entrance that they chose not to use for whatever reasons. And now they are saying they can bring their staff in through the Batty Langley entrance, but they must continue to bring all their heavy contractor vehicles up the pedestrian Lime Avenue. That is a place that a lot of vulnerable users, I have a friend with two sons who are wheelchair users. They've not been able to use that avenue in the past 1.5 years because they cannot cope with oncoming heavy vehicles. It's a very narrow avenue.
Despite the fact maybe travelling at 5 kilometres per hour. Let me bring in the local Soc Dem councillor. Claire O'Rourke is with me on the line today. Claire, when will this entire Castletown House situation be resolved?
That's a very good question, Andrea. The answer really does lie in the hands of the OPW. In my opinion, making a real effort to explore the alternative access routes for vehicles to Castletown House, there would be three other possible alternatives. And while at that working group and stakeholders meetings, the OPW resisted every possible suggestion of an alternative access. There's one in particular, a local group called Friends of Castletown proposed, along with a very friendly neighbourhood industry, the Kildare Innovation Campus, offered to financially support the provision of a car park to enable an alternative access route to the house so that when the grounds were taken over by a private owner who refused access, there would be an alternative. Mm. And it was a very real alternative, but it seems to have been stalled along the line. And at this moment in time, it's impossible to get any details about when the planning permission that was meant to be explored a year and a half ago, when that might be going forward for that access route.
Do you know any reason, Claire? I have a statement here. We asked somebody from the OPW if they'd like to join us today, but I do have a statement that they've sent in to us, and they say that the essential service vehicles haven't been able to enter the site to carry out some of the preparatory works that they needed to do so.
I don't think that's correct. I think that for a year and a half, my understanding is that all essential vehicles under the protocol were well able to access at any time the house, the grounds, and that hasn't changed if they adhere to the protocol. That's my understanding.
Okay. Because they say that's why it's not possible to extend the opening hours of Castletown House and Estate as planned, because we haven't been able to complete the level of maintenance needed to support longer opening hours.
Well, it's a very strange argument, because they were able to support that protocol for a year and a half, and I haven't heard the rationale for why they can't do it now. I think they may have said it's to do with safety, but for a year and a half it was operating fine as a walking pace escort, and there were no problems, and the OPW were fine with it.
I just want to bring in Sean O'Reilly is with me on the line. Sean, of course, Today FM producer here. But you're a local. You live nearby Castletown House. Sean, you might just explain how important it is to the local community there.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I find it hard to put into words what Castletown means to me. I'm very lucky to live very close to it, and it's a slice of heaven. I'd say I use it at least 3 times a week, but sometimes I visit every day, and I can honestly say, and it might sound dramatic, but it is without a doubt the place where I'm happiest and at my calmest. And I was lucky to grow up in Selbridge, and I have fond memories of exploring in the woods with my dad when I was very young and collecting conkers and acorns. And I feel so lucky that now, 35 years later, I'm back living in the area and reliving those adventures with my own little boy who loves it. He roams and he runs to his heart content in there, and he throws sticks in the stream and he learns about nature. And words can't express what it means to me and to so many locals around. It's a wonderful a resource to have in a town like Selbridge, which is ever expanding. To have a green space like that is just, it's priceless.
Well, that's the thing, Sean, and I know from talking to some of my own colleagues here in work this morning, the commute in, you know, Selbridge, obviously big commuter town, a lot of people travelling in and out every day to work in Dublin. I believe, like, Castletown House and the grounds around it, of which are, you know, a huge sprawling site, that's really, is that the only green area or sort of accessible park for the public?
It would be, like, to the scale, it's a huge estate and there's roaming fields and you just wouldn't get anything else like it. And it's also a link to the history of Selbridge that I feel really needs to be protected. And throughout the whole estate, there's beautiful remnants of the old house and of history. And it's just so important that that's maintained and kept as it should be. And as you know, as we were talking about earlier on, the avenue and the tree-lined avenue, it needs to be kept as it is. It's so precious. It really is. And it might sound dramatic, but this place is idyllic and peaceful and picturesque. The words don't even do it justice.
Yeah, well, you paint, it's special. You do paint a lovely picture of it, Shauna. What about you, Joanne? What does it mean to you? Can you hear me, Joanne? You can.
I can hear you there. Can you hear me, Andrea?
Yeah.
It means everything to me. I have lived in Selbridge alongside Castletown Estate for almost 20 years. Every day I have run and walked in that domain. It's the most amazing amenity. We do not want to share it with vehicles or be pushed aside. Only for the wonderful people that are protecting the pedestrian priority there, we wouldn't be able to still enjoy it the way we can. It's absolutely heartbreaking, Andrea, to see those gates locked at 5:30 every day. The only people who can access those grounds once those gates are shut are those who are able-bodied. Anybody else is just locked out. So anybody who relies on bicycles, buggies, wheelchairs, anyone who's slightly infirm on their feet, they can't get in. They're being discriminated against. You know, it seems to me, as I view this, that the OPW are pursuing a very singular focus of normalising vehicles on Lime Avenue. And I would love to know why that is, particularly given the information that's been disclosed by our other callers in terms of other access points to the domain. It doesn't make sense.
Well, I just know from what they said in a statement here to me today, it's that they had to carry out essential services, essential maintenance works, you know, relation to waste management, etc., servicing of OPW vehicles, just general maintenance around the site.
And I have seen myself over the last weeks vehicles that have accessed the site via the other access point at Batty Langley Lodge, and those vehicles would not have been prevented from entering at the Selbridge Gate site had they adhered to the protocol that had been used and enjoyed by the OPW for nearly 19 months.
What about you, Anya? Do you use Castletown House and Lime Avenue?
I suppose very similar to Shauna. I guess for me, it's the family focus of it. I have a young daughter and it's where I brought her to learn to cycle her bike. And it's the only place I'll actually allow her cycle her bike freely, you know, or even run freely. You know, I've been living in Selbridge about 12 years. And I'm really lucky in that I can actually walk down. I know a lot of people have been locked out of the park and are unable to access it anymore since the access via the N4 was lost because there's no car parking in that. But like for my daughter, like even when we're going down there, like the footpaths in Selbridge, on my side of Selbridge anyway, are quite narrow. It's dangerous for kids. There's too many cars in that. But like once we get to Castletown, and a lot of time I'll walk her down, like I'll walk her bike down and then I can let her off and she can cycle ahead of me. She doesn't have to be glued to me. I don't have to hold her hand. I can actually let her be a child mm-hmm. and let her run freely and actually have that slice of childhood, you know. And like one of the other callers there mentioned, like, you know, her little boy playing in this, like near the streams and, you know, getting kind of close to nature. You see that. You see families enjoying it. You see toddlers kind of running around. Like if there's vehicles going to be going up and down there at any time, any place, you know, unescorted at 10 kilometres an hour, like our kids won't be able to do that. I wouldn't let my daughter down there. I'd be terrified. You know, it's the fear that she would get hit by a car, you know, like, you know yourself, kids can get distracted. Mm-hmm. And, like, actually, we just got our daughter a new bike. You know, her old one was kind of gone too small for her. She's quite wobbly on it. There's no way she could be like that on a footpath
yeah.
or anywhere else in Selbridge. She'd just get knocked down. And, you know, as a parent, like, we've enough to be worrying about without going, oh, we now need to be on high alert in our only park or only green space. you know, wondering, are our kids going to get knocked down by a bin lorry or, you know, any other car that's going up that's not escorted, and, you know, that there's no control over the speed that they're doing, you know.
Thomas with me on the line today. Thomas, part of the Save Castletown campaign. Tom, thanks a million for joining us in the programme. Can you just explain, in response to the OPW, that they say some essential vehicles haven't been able to enter the site to continue carrying out some of the essential maintenance works there?
Yeah, thanks, Andrea, for having me on and giving me an opportunity to talk about Castletown. Yeah, essential vehicles and essential maintenance has been happening for the past 18 months. There had been an agreed protocol where all essential traffic was escorted up the avenue, up Lime Avenue, at walking pace by a privately contracted company. And I think it cost something in the region of €600,000. So traffic was safely walked up by somebody walking in front of the vehicle and then escorted back down when it needed to come back down. So the OPW adhered or like worked with that for
nearly
18
months.
You
had agreement on it, yeah. Worked out.
There was an agreement,
okay,
yeah.
So what's the story now?
So now the OPW are saying that is not safe, that it isn't safe for traffic management to do that. So I find it bewildering how it cannot be safe for traffic management, and yet you've had them previous speakers on talking about having their children on bicycles and running and playing and people in wheelchairs. If it isn't safe for traffic management to escort vehicles up, how is it safe for them children to be on that same avenue with them vehicles? So the OPW are now proposing that they will escort a vehicle with another vehicle. So they want like a convoy of vehicles to go up the avenue.
Mm. At a speed of 10 kilometres per hour is what I'm told.
10 kilometres an hour. And I don't know, I run, Andrea, I can't even run at 10 kilometres an hour. So to say a vehicle is at walking pace or pedestrian priority, that doesn't happen. Walking pace is 4 to 5 kilometres an hour. People sometimes, I know elderly people, have to take a rest or take a break, or people in wheelchairs. It just doesn't work.
Okay, so where do we go from here then? Is the protest going to continue?
Yeah, well, I suppose, look, we have a petition of 10,000 signatures asking for Lime Avenue to remain pedestrian. We have been contacting the OPW. I have written emails to the chairman himself, John Conlon. I haven't even got an acknowledgement. We are asking, we want to work with them, you know, to come to a solution. But if they're not talking to us, you know, nothing is going to be resolved in a vacuum.
Okay.
They need to talk to us. We are asking, and I'm asking here on air today, please, please meet a representative group from the community. Talk to us and we will try and see what can be done and find a resolution. They're entering via Batty Langley staff vehicles, cement lorries. It just seems to me that they just want to normalise vehicles on Lime Avenue. They seem intent on that,
okay,
and they seem to just want to railroad that through.
All
and
right.
The community, look, it's special to us.
Yeah. Nature, oh no, we've heard special. That. I know. If you can really hear how important it is to the local community from Joanne and Anya and Shauna there. The statement, the OPW say that they're going to continue to work to meet the public's expectations that opening hours will be extended, that Castletown House will be open to the public, and that the visitor facilities, the bathrooms, the bins, will to be restored. I'm happy to share that statement if you like on social media and X if you want to see it. My thanks though to Jean, Claire, Joanne, Shauna, Liam, Anya. Thanks a million for getting in touch. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. I do want to just read this text. Listener tells me this issue has divided Selbridge. It's a disgrace. You know, what's happening in the area. A lot of people very split on the entire discussion. Another texter, Selbridge is a population of 20,000 plus and growing. The only green area in Selbridge is Castletown House, which people use to support their physical and mental health, particularly Lime Avenue. It's an absolute disgrace what's happening. Email us lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.